It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, here's Dr. Holly, but I got Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum with me again, thankfully, because we were just chatting, and I'm so glad he's here because heart disease is the number one killer continually. It's the biggest killer of both men and women. And as he was mentioning, it's extremely treatable, but sometimes people just don't understand that there's options. We get socked in to being on an antihypertensive. We get socked in to being on a statin medication for high cholesterol, but there are things that you can do to treat and reverse heart disease. Dr. Teitelbaum, thanks for being with me again.
Holly, always awesome.
Yeah.
So let's take a look.
Go for it.
One key concept for listeners. When I came out of medical school, I had the impression that 95% of what was available to help people was what medicine was offering, and that there might be a little quirky couple of things, like 2 to 5% of maybe an herb that might help here or something, but that was considered like a rare pearl you would find. And after 35 years in practice, I'm thinking that what MD medicine offers is about maybe 15 to 20%, maybe, of what's available that can help people. And heart failure is such a good example of this. And when medicine, if you have, say you have severe angina, we offer you heart surgery, whether it's bypass, stents, or even transplants. There's a couple medications that are minimally effective for heart failure. But there's so much in alternative medicine that can take people who have been given a death sentence. I met this guy in Hawaii where I live, and he was a very bright fellow, you know, two Mensa kids, an engineer, and he was here because his doctor had given him a death sentence. He said, you know, you've got maybe 3 months to live, and you're dying of heart failure. And he was from Alaska, and his wife said, you're not freezing to death in Alaska. The least you're going to die, you'll die in Hawaii where it's warm. And I'm talking to the guy, you know, and he could walk little bits, but, you know, and he said, well, my doctor said there's nothing I could do, and I told him, you're right, the doctor is right, there's nothing they could do, but there's right. So much you can do. And I gave him the recipe we're going to talk about today, and years later, I get this email with a subject header, you saved my life.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see this over and over and over again. There's so much that can be made available for people. So let's teach people today. If you have heart disease, whether it's angina, heart rhythm abnormalities, or heart failure, we're going to teach you how you can go from death's door to actually really healthy, naturally.
Nice. Being your own primary care provider, that's how we roll here.
Indeed. So,
yeah, so
start with
seriously, with angina and go down, because, you know, not only do I riff on primary care provider, like, hey, do you have a PCP? Yeah, I think you should be your own, you know, primarily in charge of taking care of yourself and your family. But then I think about HMOs. I'm like, I think every household should be its own health maintenance organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we can try and teach people to do that.
Yeah, to me, I'm not the boss of the patient. I'm their consultant. Right. I'm their guide. It's my role to give them the information they need to make an informed decision. I let them know what I would do if it was me. And then, you know, they need to go with their gut feelings.
Yep. Go ahead. Start with
so
angina.
Information. So for those of you who have angina, and, you know, you may go to the doctor, and the doctor will decide whether you're ready to have a stent or heart bypass surgery. But there are alternatives. And one very important one that people don't hear about is called external counterpulsation. It actually can be done by standard medicine. It's even Medicare and often insurance covered. But you don't hear about it because the big cash cows in most hospitals are the cardiac cath and bypass units. And that's where they make their big money. And so they don't bother telling people about this nice, simple, non-invasive technique. You just hook up these big blood pressure cuffs on the extremities and monitor the heart. And in between beats, the cuffs blow up quickly and like airbags in a car. And that sends back to the heart. And it actually stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels, bypass the blockages. Do a search online. You'll see really good studies on this. But because it's not as profitable as these other things, doctors are simply not told about it.
That's external counter-stimulation, correct?
Counterpulsation.
Counterpulsation. You know, that makes sense because anytime that you've got, I think when you look at the body, anytime you feel pressure against it, things want to push back. They want, the body is always trying to take care of you. So that's, I mean, I think that that's brilliant. It doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds very effective, which is a thing. Wow. All right.
Well, it's been well researched. Do a search online, folks, and you're going to see all these studies on it. You're going to go to your cardiologist and ask, well, how about this? And they'll say, I haven't heard about that. Nobody's paid, you know, to send me to conferences for that. You know, that's not where the money is. Also, that's chelation. Right. It's been the center of a lot of controversy. I think it's modestly effective, especially helpful in diabetes. Sure. But I think it's reasonable and quite safe if done by somebody who knows what they're doing. So I think external counterpulsation along with EDTA, and then we'll talk about things for heart failure that increase heart muscle efficiency. These are things that will make the angina less because the heart has to work less for the same amount of walking and exercise.
Right.
So let me give up. I want to give people a little recipe, Holly, here for if you have heart disease in general. Folks, write this down. Or for those who have iPhones or Androids, there's an app, Cures A to Z, so C-U-R-E-S, capital A-Z, this is all on there. So first, to improve heart muscle efficiency, you want B vitamins and magnesium. I'm not talking about the RDA or ridiculous dietary allowances. I want good high levels, like a 50-milligram B complex, 200 to 300 milligrams of magnesium a day. The one caution I'll give, for those with kidney failure, got to watch the magnesium, get your docs okay first. I like a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. It has both of those in it. Ribose, an amazing energy nutrient, 5 grams,
oh, yeah.
three times a day. Isn't that awesome? I mean, this is just really cool stuff. And whether it's fibromyalgia, my morning energy drink is a vitamin powder and one scoop of ribose. And in case you can't tell, I've got plenty of energy in this cup.
That's right. It's
really
pretty much all you need.
It covers people well. Then coenzyme Q10, 200 milligrams a day. Acetyl-carnitine, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And for most people, that will take them from heart bypass or heart transplant lists to being able to walk around and be pretty functional. But for those that have it really severe, now really severe heart failure should use ubiquinol instead of coenzyme Q10. The absorption is better. And then the herb Hawthorn, even the Cochrane Review recommends it. And
right.
For those with the worst heart failure, magnesium orotate. One double-blind study decreased heart failure deaths by 50% and increased function dramatically. So these are all written down, again, on my website as well, vitality101.com, my book, Real Cause, Real Cure. Any more plugs I can cover? Anyway, but it's all free on the Cures A to Z app on the website. It's all listed there. These things are really easy. They're very, very safe, but they have the big problem that they are also very cheap, and that's why your doctor won't hear about them.
Well, and then, you know, I want you to comment a little bit. Recently, there had been a recommendation from, I believe it was a government committee, that might increase the number of people by threefold that who would qualify for getting a statin medication. Can you just take a minute and comment on that?
You get cut out on the last word. Who would qualify for
taking a statin medication?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, I hate to call it a $29 billion a year scam, but it is. And you know, and then even the New York Times, which is will ignore anything beneficial and anything natural, came along and said, hey, you know, the committee doing this was told that the numbers, the calculator they used, was totally faulty, and it increased by 100%, it doubled the amount of people recommending it. And the committee came back and, oh, I guess we were told, we're sorry. Now,
right.
I doubt they're going to change it anyway. But it's
all right. We've got only 30 seconds left. But all right. So I love. Listen. So Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, vitality101.com. His books Cure All, but also on your app, Android or iPhone, Cures A to Z. It's all this free information. You can listen here on Radio MD, Mindful Medicine. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. Thanks for listening and stay well.